We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Continuing our conversation on electric cars and what that means for you and what that means for the environment and what that means for your roads and the tax base, joining us right now is former Wisconsin State Senator and former member of Governor Scott Walker's administration, Frank Lessay. He's on with us right now. Good morning, sir. How are you? Or good afternoon. I'm sorry. I did mornings for 30 years. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Charlie. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, Pete Buttigieg, who is Biden's pick for transportation secretary, he's going to have his hearing coming up tomorrow. He wants to put millions of new electric vehicles on the road. Don't they ever take into account exactly the damage that an electric car can do to the environment?
Of course not. Unfortunately, there isn't a kind of honest, realistic, all-encompassing talks about electric vehicles or any of this. And I think electric vehicles are cool. My brother and sister-in-law just bought one. I've been in them several times. I think they're neat. I'm agnostic on them. They're more expensive. But the fact is that we need a lot of charging stations. That's going to be billions of dollars that, I'm sure the Biden administration is going to talk about. And really, right now, electric cars cost more. So it's really something that people who are far better off are going to be able to purchase with subsidies. And poorer folks, our electric rates, I shouldn't say our, I'm okay, but poorer folks, electric rates are a big part of what they pay every month. And those are going to go up. And as we put more electric vehicles on the web or on the network, we're going to see ever increasing electric rates. And that's something that no one talks about at all. And the impacts on the environment, the batteries that go into these vehicles, first off, the rare earths. So you have to move a whole lot of dirt with fossil fuels to do that, to get one vehicle. And then when they wear out after 10 or 15 years, you have to dispose of them somehow, and no one knows how to recycle these things. So they're going to go, shipped off to Africa and dumped in a pit someplace, which isn't healthy for the world environment either.
Exactly. So what we're talking about is, hey, it may look good in, in Greer driving around in your Tesla, but that battery is going to have to go somewhere. And what you're saying, it could go to some sub-Saharan country where they're already struggling. And now they got to deal with rare earth materials getting into their water.
That's exactly what's going to happen with this. And also the other part of it is cobalt is mined in Africa with child labor under horrible conditions, no safety. And that's another contributing factor to this, as well as the Chinese using forced labor or slave labor in China to build these things. And then one other component of this is the rare earth minerals that go into these wind towers and solar panels, which are the other part of their three-pronged attack on this, 85% of them are controlled by the Chinese. So once we ramp up enough of this, the Chinese can just have control over us. And that's not right.
Now, we already saw that we had some computers. It was the old Lenovos that basically had a chip in them that would send stuff to China. Do you remember that? Could you see China having some sort of control over our cars if they are indeed hooked to the Internet in some way?
Great question. Great question. And, the Chinese don't play fair. Right now, they're having a trade war with us, Australia, and Australia is providing them with lots of coal. And China uses lots and lots of coal. Yeah. They burn more than half the coal in the whole world. And they have very cold winter now, the coldest winter in 60 years. And many other people are kind of freezing because there's been a coal shortage, a natural gas shortage. All the while, they're having a trade war to hurt Australia to get them to do what the Chinese want. Right. There's no reason to doubt that they'll do exactly the same things to us when they can.
We're talking to Frank Lessay, former Wisconsin state senator. One of the things, one of the really nefarious things about China is they will come in and they will say, oh, we really like your windmills. Send us one of your windmills. We want to buy 100 of them, but go ahead and send us one so that we can, you know, take a look at it. And then they will take it, they will reverse engineer it, and then cancel the order. So you're stuck with 100 wind, and I think they're going to do a lot of this with electric cars as well.
But they do all kinds of unfair trade practices, to just unbelievable amounts of unfair trade practices, and have for a year. They don't play fair. They don't care, and they use their power to their benefit. And they're right now, they're ramping up coal and natural gas and oil, but they're building hundreds, literally hundreds of coal-fired power plants in China and throughout Asia and Africa. They're financing them because the West won't finance them anymore. They're building them. They're ramping up for, because as we get really expensive electricity, more of our work is going to go over there. More production than already is going to go over there. They're planning for it.
Right. And if anybody wants to find out just how bad China is at doing this stuff, why don't you look at the Landwing X7, which is an exact knockoff of the Land Rover that is, that's made in Great Britain. So, I mean, they take and they copy everything and then they sell it over there in order to make our products over there obsolete. I mean, I don't have a problem with us imposing tariffs on China. I know a lot of people did. Some of the globalists did, but I don't have a problem with us trying to say, listen, you guys aren't playing fair. We're not going to play with you at all.
Yeah, if you can't play fair, you shouldn't play at all. So, yeah. And I agree. I think trying to get fairness in the system, and I think Trump did a lot of good things in that direction. But even whether they're made in China, where most of the solar panels in the world, you know, that right. we're installing now and that are going to be part of this Biden plan, come from China, manufactured there. But even the ones that are manufactured here, like Tesla's made in America, they use rare earth minerals, lithium, most of it comes from China, and around the world, cobalt from Africa, controlled by the Chinese, are controlled by the Chinese. So they could shut our factories down and stop us from making any more.
Didn't it surprise you when we started this whole coronavirus thing to find out that we basically make no pharmaceuticals here in the United States? It's all outsourced to China?
You know, that's another one of these problems. I mean, and I think there's rethinking of that. I hope there is. And, and maybe that'll be a bright spot in the Biden administration that they might try to help us do that. I'm skeptical.
Right.
But reshoring many of those things would be good for us, and at least having some sort of backup, some sort of redundancy to protect our interests and our American citizen interests. And that's one thing I thought was really great about the prior administration. I don't get this from our globalist present administration, is that you know, America first, Americans first, American families first, American workers first. Amen. That should be the way we're looking.
I'd love it.
The other countries are looking out for themselves, as they should.
Exactly right. Nobody has a problem with everybody rooting for their own team. Pete Buttigieg is going to have his hearing tomorrow. You expecting him to sail through? I am, but I want to get your take on it.
Yeah, I think he will as well. In a lot of ways, he's a blank slate. I mean, he's he's done stuff in the private sector, but he hasn't really done things in the political spectrum, the political arena. So he's and he's in transportation. Hopefully he can't screw things up too much.
Yeah.
But it really should be dedicated to building infrastructure. One of the great big questions with the switchover and increasing of electric vehicles is, without gas taxes, who's going to pay for the roads, the bridges, the public transportation? And as more electric vehicles replace gas-powered vehicles, we should be building that cost, that, a gas tax-type parity into the electric vehicle charging rates. Yeah. That is what should be happening, but, I don't think that's what they're going to do.
You're probably right. Frank Lessay, former Wisconsin state senator, thank you so much for being on the program. We'll hope to talk to you soon, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. Thanks for having me on. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Bye-bye. It's 6:14. Unbelievable what is going on. Hey, Charlie, did you hear how exhausted Biden sounded when he announced he shackled us back into the Paris Climate Accord? Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a long day for the guy. He's usually done by 10 o'clock in the morning. You remember that. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was in the latter days of the campaign where Biden would put a lid on the campaign at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. No more questions. No, I don't know. I think we have just inaugurated 46. I don't think it'll be too much longer before we inaugurate 47. And that's a scary proposition. 6:15 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I am just, oh, man. The mainstream media is just over the top with their gushing on Joe Biden. They've got a new nickname for him now. Are you ready? Are you ready? This is a brand new nickname for the president. He's our Papa in Chief. That's what they're calling him now. He's our Papa in Chief. He's our Papaw. Everybody likes Papaw. Papaw's a good fella. Yeah, he sits in the couch and farts, but he's a good fella. He's our Papaw. Nobody talks bad about my Papaw. Even comparing him to Lincoln. Lincoln. Wait a minute. Didn't they tear down statues of Abraham Lincoln? Didn't Antifa and Black Lives Matter get together and tear down statues of Abraham Lincoln? Of course they did, because he didn't do enough for African Americans. Stephanopoulos gushed, most of us will remember where we were when we heard Joe Biden take the oath of office, give his inaugural address. Oh, my goodness, yes, you will. I'll remember. I'll remember that I didn't watch it because I couldn't stomach it. This is what Biden, oh my gosh. Oh, they're just fawning over this guy already. Here is what he had to say. Here we go.
Hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. And if you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy.
Uh-uh.
That's America.
Uh-uh.
The right to dissent peaceably.
And that's what people did up until, you know, some idiots got into the Capitol building, and he made a little bit of a comment about that as well. Here we go.
Here we stand. Just days after a riotous mob thought they could use violence to silence the will of the people, to stop the work of our democracy, to drive us from this sacred ground. It did not happen. It will never happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
That was supposed to be the big applause line. That was supposed to be the big, right, we love you, yeah. That was supposed to be the big raucous applause line that would be known throughout history. Known throughout history for that line. That was his ask not what you can do, what your country can do for you line. But there was nobody there, so it didn't matter. It didn't matter. Now, I wonder if he wrote that or if, you know, somebody else wrote it. So I don't know. Maybe.
Presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Right.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Yeah.
Why is it that my wife is sitting out there in the audience? is the first in her family to ever go to college.
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in a thousand generations to be able to get the university?
There you go. So Biden, the plagiarist in chief, is now actually having somebody write his speeches for him, which is probably a good idea. Probably a real good idea. The Ingalls Market Talk Line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. More people were gushing. Chris Wallace, I thought Chris Wallace was just going to break down on Fox News after the speech.
We must end this uncivil war, and the way we can do it is if we show each other a little tolerance and humility. Martha, I thought it was a great speech. I've been listening to these inaugural addresses since 1961, John F. Kennedy, Ask Not. I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard.
Ever heard. Best one he ever heard. Forget you, Kennedy. Forget you. Biden's was better. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I don't know what we're in for. This is just, I mean, it's just, you know, it's all butterflies and rainbows and Skittles now. That's what we got. We got butterflies, rainbows, and Skittles, and that's our new America. Although we all know that this is just the land of Oz, and we really want to see who's behind the curtain. That's really what we want to see. Though, yeah, and this is interesting from the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I remember Kamala saying she couldn't ride a bus due to Joe's fight for segregation. Actually, it was she had to ride a bus because she was bused into other schools because of segregation. So, and she calling him a racist without calling him a racist to his face, calling him a sexist without calling him a sexist to his face. Saying that she believed his accuser, who said that he physically attacked her, believed her, but yet is more than willing to go along and be his his running mate. Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So what did you think about the inauguration today? What do you think we're going to be looking at for the next couple of years? I would love to hear from you. I know a lot of you people out there, you're down, you're a little bit depressed, but fear not. Fear not. Because if we keep positive and we keep moving forward and we keep the Make America Great Again attitude and we keep the America First attitude and we do everything we can like we say we want to do, eventually we will prevail. Again, eventually we will prevail because the leftist argument never holds up under scrutiny. There has to be an accomplice. There always has to be an accomplice to the leftist ideology. That's where the media comes in. Well, that's where you come in. That's where you pick up your phone and you call this show. That's where you pick up your computer and you type that letter to the editor. That's where you get on Twitter or on Gab or whatever social media platform that you're looking at today and you let your voice be heard. Because they're not going to give it to you. They are not going to give it to you. One great thing that happened before Trump left office was Secretary Pompeo issuing this statement about China saying, I have determined that the People's Republic of China is committing genocide and crimes against humanity, targeting Uyghur Muslims and members of other ethnic and religious minority groups. Where are the Democrats on this? Where are the Democrats? Why are they not speaking up? So here's what you got. And I hate when people say this because they always get it wrong. Well, they want to. Or they just don't want to do the work. The travel ban. the travel ban that affects primarily Muslim countries, no, that's it only affects 10% of the Muslim nations in the world, 10%. And those are nations that don't have a strong central government. So therefore, they don't have IDs. They don't have any way to tell if this person is who they say they are. Those are the people that we're saying, wait a minute, hold on a minute, we don't really need you here until we can vet you and make sure you are who you say you are. Let's go to Cassandra in Greenville and talk about the inauguration. Cassandra, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay.
Okay. I understand. It's one of those days, right? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it certainly is. Well, Charlie, I managed to watch the speech. I felt I needed to do that. Right. And quite frankly, I thought it was one of the most pathetic speeches I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing exciting. He tried very hard to be, he's so tough, but he's really just nasty.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And, you know, Chris Wallace commented on it. I'm wondering, does Chris Wallace understand that he has just made America see that if he really thought that was a good speech, IQ's pretty low, because that speech was ridiculously
the best ever. Better than JFK.
Better, absolutely. and especially in two, when you compare it to President Trump's farewell speech.
Yeah.
Oh my, unbelievable.
My wife sat in her recliner last night and bawled watching that speech.
So did I.
I was
Charlie,
like, oh my
so
word.
So did I. So did I.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it was phenomenal. I also thought, though, watching the speech today, I enjoyed watching Bill Clinton, who had one of the only true faces there, with total, like, oh, brother, I can't believe this is happening, expression, or sleeping.
Or sleeping,
and I also
right.
thought it was, yes, I thought it was interesting that we had all these, this group of sexual predators all there on the stage together. If I were Biden, I would not want to be called Papa. Because of an implication to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like, are you kidding me? When you said that, I thought, oh, no, it can't be.
Yeah.
He can't
yeah.
really.
Well, that's what ABC's calling them. Papa in chief. I know everybody's going like, oh, brother.
Please.
Oh, here
please.
We go. Cassandra, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Have a great
thanks,
night.
Charlie.
It's 6:31 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. It's important because I just received a text from Joe Biden. This is such an honor. This is such an honor. I feel compelled. I almost wanted to keep it private between me and him, but I feel compelled to share this with you. Mr. James, Kamala and me just got inaugurated today. No kidding. And we watched Princess Gaga and Lady J-Lo put on a concert. I think they're royalty. Oh, that's very nice. Seriously, but I digest. Corn Pop tells me you're replacing Billy. That's the bee's knees, man. No lie. Since we're now friends, I'm going to call you Jimmy. Well, got to go. I'll check in when I'm settled in my new home, the White House basement. Signed, Senator Joe Biden. Well, thank you very much, Senator, Vice President Reject, or President Reject Joe Biden now. Congratulations. Charlie, if Joe Biden is Pawpaw, let's call Jill Biden Meemaw. Perfect. I would rather call her Meemaw than I would Dr. Jill. Absolutely, I would do that. Let's go to Wayne in Ondaw. He's talking about the security the inauguration. Wayne, how are you, my friend? What you hauling today?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Charlie.
Yep.
I call you from Allendale, but I actually live in Lexington. I'm the dual resident, I guess you might say. And today, oh, by the way, John Quincy, your screener in Charleston. He's so pleasant. I just he's set the moon. He's not abrasive like some hosts I've had on some other shows, you know.
All right, so what's up?
He's really good.
He is a good guy, yeah.
But, yeah, excellent. Now, who's going to answer for all this money we spent, all these state capitals, these lockdowns? I have a good friend of mine who worked at the State House of Security.
Right.
He was telling me all the money they spent. Mm-hmm. I worked downtown, and there was, you know, a helicopter here and they're flying over. They had it
right.
All, Mayor Benjamin had it all blocked off. Told everybody, don't come downtown unless you have to. This was Monday on.
Yeah.
And nothing at all. And the 30,000 troops in our capital, the U.S. Capital. Don't you think someone should answer for that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what? And that's a good question because, you know, usually the campaign has to pay for, you know, the inauguration parties and the balls and all of that stuff. I don't know who's going to. I mean, I know it's going to be us. I know we're going to have to pay for it, but I guarantee you there won't be any investigation into it.
Right. You know,
like it was under Trump. You're not going to see any investigations.
I haven't heard of any. I'm like you. I went underground. I cut my phone off and everything today.
Yeah.
I actually got on my roof and messed with my roof, and it was very pleasant to cut my phone off for a couple hours too. I haven't heard of anything happening across the country today.
No.
Anything happening?
No. Because if there had been something, it would have made front page news. Front page news. Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Gavin in Landrum. Gavin, how are you?
Hey, Charlie, doing pretty good.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
You know, I'd rather eat my mask than call that old kook Papa.
Yeah, Papa in chief. Unbelievable.
Oh, boy.
So,
anyway,
I like the idea of calling. I like the idea of calling Jill Biden Meemaw.
Oh, yeah.
Meemaw and Chief. So what's up, buddy, other than that?
Y'all were talking about the electric cars earlier.
Yeah.
And being a poor nerd myself, man, that really pricks the nerve, that saying the electric cars are zero emissions and stuff.
Right.
Because they're not.
Exactly.
Not only are there's a lot of pollution in making them, a lot of pollution destroying them, but... it's taking electricity from, you know, things like natural gas and coal. But, I mean, the economies, or not the economy per se, but the just the country itself isn't really ready for something to be forced on it. And the left really likes to do that.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely do. Because it is in their interest, too.
Exactly.
The left, I mean, they're going to be making money off of all of this. They're going to be, I mean, their friends in China are going to be making money. Their friends, you know, all over the globe are going to be making money off of it. We're the only
exactly.
ones that are going to suffer.
And if anything's going to get us towards socialism, it's definitely these electric cars, because no one's going to be able to work on them. They'll be easily hacked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about that a little while ago. I mean, all of these things are going to be, once we get 5G, and I don't know how you guys feel about 5G, but once we get that, it is going to be in every new car that we have. You're going to be able to access 5G. They're going to be able to track you, and they're going to be able to shut your car off if they want to. I promise you that's going to happen.
Well, they won't be able to track me. I drive a 1985 model.
You got one of those cars where you can actually find the carburetor?
Well, this one doesn't have a carburetor. It's a... fuel injection.
Oh, fuel injected? Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Gavin, I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. You have a great night. But they are. I mean, this is it. And they're all going to do it in the name of safety and security. We have to tell you how fast you can drive. We will mandate that your car on this section of road, because of 5G, it's going to talk to your car. It's going to, if you're going too fast, it's going to slow you down. You watch. All this is going to happen. All of this is going to happen. And then when you look at China and the way they do things with social credits and all of that, if you don't have enough social credits, and we're talking way into the future, let's look at a dystopian type of a future. You're going to get in your car, you're going to push the little button, and nothing's going to happen. You don't have enough social credits to go to the store that day. And if you were to get to the store, you won't have enough social credits to buy anything. That's the way China does it. Literally, that's the way they do it. You don't have enough social credits, you can't get on the bus. You can't travel. You can't make purchases. So you better get out there and work for the Chinese Communist Party or your life is effectively over. More on this coming up right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show, and I'm having fun talking to you today. Man, you ought to see the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. Charlie, you're a traitor! Fly that Nazi flag. What did I say at any point in this program that would have made a response like that? Oh, what, Papaw? That wasn't me saying that Joe Biden was Papaw in chief. That was ABC News. They were doing that. Let's go to Richard in Forest City. Richard, how are you this afternoon, buddy?
Doing good. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, on the electric cars thing. About a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years, or not been long, Ford Motor Company announced it was discontinuing passenger cars.
Yeah.
And they retooled and started building these I call them Google rideshare cars.
Yeah.
So when you start talking about these electric cars, it's going to be self-driving cars, and you will hail the car from your phone, and it'll come to your house and pick you up and take you to the store or wherever you want to go.
Those things just give me the creeps.
They're building them. Ford Motor Company is building these cars now.
They just give me the creeps. These autonomous cars, oh, my gosh, I couldn't trust them. I couldn't relax. I couldn't feel safe.
Yeah, so whenever you hear about all this, people think, well, we'll just have electric cars to drive.
Yeah.
It's not that. They think that the poor people or the regular middle-class people don't really need a car.
Right,
they can do the rideshare thing. And then in half of our economy in a free market is automotive-related. People don't realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you take that half of the economy, you give it to a global corporation because there'll be no more mechanicing done on these. These will all be done corporate. You know, and you'll have only people with big trucks out here besides the ride shares, and rich people can still buy SUVs. And,
oh, sure, because they'll pay a little bit of the luxury tax there and still be able to get their Mercedes 450 SL and those are older cars, but, they can get their Bentleys and whatever, what have you. So they'll be fine. It's the average American.
This is not something that's a conspiracy theory. Ford Motor Company is a leader in the car business globally. They're always the first to come out with something.
Yeah.
And so trust me on this. And whenever I heard that, I'm in the car business, and I told people, I said, Donald Trump won't be reelected or Ford Motor Company would not do this because they know he would not be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be government subsidized, and that is coming. And to me, freedom is owning your own car, being able to get in a car and go wherever you want.
You're walking around
being free or riding a moped or a bicycle, that ain't freedom. Freedom is getting in your Ford or Chevrolet and going wherever you want.
There you go. All right, Richard, buddy, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Well, listen, I feel so much better. I don't know about you guys. I feel better. I know we've had a lot of information coming in from Washington, D.C. this afternoon. We've talked about a lot of it, but this is the icing on the cake. This is it. This will bring us all together. Oh, I can feel the unity happening in my soul, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening when you go to the White House website. Oh, the new White House website. It will now ask you to pick your pronoun. Oh, I am just, thank you, Papa in Chief. Thank you. Thank you, Papa Biden. Oh, we appreciate that. You can pick she, her, he, him, they, them, other, or prefer not to share. Oh, that is, anybody feel better now? Don't you feel the unity? Don't you now feel the unity? Aren't you ashamed now that you voted for Trump? Look what we got. We got multiple choice, genders, pronouns. At the White House website, we're now politically correct from the top down. That's awesome. I love that. I really do. I really. If you ever want to know how to just, I don't know. First time I saw that, I was at the Senate in Colorado. I got invited down on the floor of the Senate. And it was very interesting because I almost, this is kind of cool, I didn't know this, I almost walked down the center aisle in the Senate. And I was stopped in my tracks. No, no, no. You got to go around. Only certain people can walk down the center of the aisle of the Senate. I didn't know that, but they explained it to me pretty quickly. But I was there, and there was a group there. Gosh, I wish I could remember when we were there. It was several years ago. It was a couple of years ago. And Sheila and I took a trip to visit her her stepbrother in Denver. And we were there, and we went to the state house. And it was very interesting because that there was like a tour going on, and that's the first time I ever saw people with their pronouns on name tags. Literally, pronouns on name tags. But there was another interesting thing that I saw in the state house in Denver. Now, we were in Boulder. Boulder's the capital. We were in Boulder. And they've got all the pictures of all 44 presidents. Wait a minute, hold on. That was 2 years ago. There should have been 45 presidents. But they only had pictures of 44 presidents. Literally, there was nobody after Obama. And that was 2 years ago. 2 years into the Trump presidency, and they didn't have the decency to put his picture up in Senate, in the state house in Colorado. I was blown away. I really was. I took a picture of that. But that's how petty they are. They'll probably go 44, 46. They'll just completely skip over Donald Trump's presidency. Because, I don't know, blame it on the weed. That's all I can say. Because, you know, Colorado. All right, so there you go. We'll see what else happens overnight. We'll take a look at it. Don't know what more is going to come, but it will be coming. And, yes, Mark Levin is coming up next for all you folks out there. You guys have a great night. Man, whoever's on Twitter, on the text line, they've been hitting it heavy this afternoon. You're going to have a headache tomorrow, pal. Won't know what's wrong with you. All right, y'all have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.